I'm speaking with the mayor of Sandpoint, Jeremy Graham. Jeremy, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Oh, always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Chris.
So the voters who live within the Sandpoint city limits are going to see a proposal on their ballots titled City of Sandpoint Local Option Non-Property Tax. And very briefly, this would reinstitute a 1% tax on sales made within the Sandpoint city limits. It'd be just the same as the 1% local option tax that was in place for 5 years and expired in 2022, which basically funded the construction of new grandstands and improvements at Memorial Field. I want to go into what this new proposed local option tax would fund, but first, tell us about the local option tax. Let's assume some voters aren't familiar with what a local option tax is and the mechanics of how it works.
Sure, my pleasure. So in the state of Idaho, there's a 6% sales tax on retail sales. So that's your whatever you buy and can actually take possession of, including meals and things to that effect. The 6% sales tax goes down to Boise and gets redistributed, helps pay for universities, helps pay for state police and other things. And then a very small portion comes back to the municipalities where it's generated. For some of the municipalities, there's something called a local option tax. And that's an available option to present to the voters that can raise the local sales tax. The only communities that are allowed to proposition the voters with this option are something called resort communities. And we, as Sandpoint, along with a handful of other towns in Idaho, are considered resort communities. Only in resort communities can you ask your voters to impart an additional tax. And you have to be a population under 10,000, and you have to have passed a resolution confirming that you have peak season visitors and you have a significant amount of your economy based on tourism. So the local option tax would, we can propose it at any amount and it would be up to the voters to approve with a 60% approval in order for it to pass. And if passed, it is put in place for the specific uses that are on the ballot for a very specific amount of time. Once those that time has completed, the tax comes off and you go back to the regular 6% tax. So in this case, we're asking voters to consider a 1% sales tax that will be directed towards our roads, streets, sidewalks, and alleys. If you've driven around Sandpoint, you obviously know that our roads are in pretty horrific shape. Many of them are not built with the proper base material. Many of them are just literally gravel with a thin skim of asphalt on top of them, sitting on a lot of wet ground. So our roads need to be replaced and rebuilt properly, and our sidewalks need to be extended and paid for, and our alleys, which are one of the coolest parts of Sandpoint, need a lot of love. So this tax would be proposed for 25 years, 1% of sales, and would be dedicated to improving and pretty much taking care of our road situation for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, while some of our listeners may not even have been aware that we had the previous local option tax in place, it sunset in 2022, as I mentioned, ran for 5 years. Go into a little bit about what that enabled the city to do.
Yeah, that was really important, and without it, we couldn't have reconstructed Barlow Stadium and War Memorial Field. That tax generated almost $7 million during its time, and as with this one, those dollars were specifically dedicated to doing a specific job. Sandpoint's tried a local option tax several times. Sometimes they fail. And what I've observed is that if you're not specific of what you're going to do with the money, the voters tend to maybe have some hesitancy. In this case, the neatest thing about the sales tax is that we look at the numbers and we know that a significant amount of this tax is generated during the summer months, our peak visitor months. So we know that tourists and visitors from away and Bonner County residents are going to end up paying probably in excess of 40 to 45% of this overall tax collection. So if you look at it that way, this tax could potentially pay for our roads and avoid the residents of Sandpoint paying for 100% of that cost. And, you know, as we all know, those people coming into town every day and using our amenities and traveling on our roads, they wear them out. And this is a proposal that would allow them to pay some portion of that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should clarify, or just make the point that only residents of the city of Sandpoint are going to see this on their ballot.
Correct. Right. And if you're new to the area, the city boundaries are a little strange. You may have a Sandpoint address or a Sandpoint mailing address, but you may not live in the city of Sandpoint. So you will see that on your ballot. Basically, if Sandpoint police come to your house or your neighborhood, you're probably in the city of Sandpoint. That's a good way to sort of define whether you're in or out of the city.
And what the folks that do live in the city are going to see on the ballot, they'll see it again, you know, captioned the City of Sandpoint local option on property tax. I'm looking at a sample of it here. And as you just enumerated, it actually says that money will be dedicated to street pavement, to sidewalk and pathway improvements, graveling and grading alleyways. Mm-hmm. There's also item D here, property tax relief to Sandpoint property owners.
Yeah.
How would that work?
So because we don't know, and it's almost impossible to forecast what these collections will be, the last year that this tax was in place for the Barlow Field, it generated about $1.5 million a year. But obviously the growth of those services, the growth of sales, the increase in cost of all things, that tax, collection is going to increase over the years. So per item D, property tax relief, if those collections came in excess of what we budgeted for road projects, those excess collections would come back to the voters directly as property tax relief.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this one would run 25 years. And why did you pick that term for this?
Yeah, I picked 25 years, and I thank the council for letting this go on the ballot for a couple of reasons. The first is when you look at our roads, we have about $500,000, $500,000 a year to put into our roads. That's what the city's been putting in from our general fund, our general taxes that we get. And that's not even enough money to do a third of a mile, of a lane mile of road rebuilding. So we had an assessment done on all of our roads. They took a laser and looked at every bit of asphalt in the city. The majority of our roads are in poor or very poor condition. And when we look at the total cost to bring those roads up to national standards, which isn't 100% perfect roads, it's just the majority of them in very good shape. The number is pretty significant. It's about $60 million in today's dollars. So barring some solution, we really don't have an option to fix our roads. So I picked 25 years first because that's how long it's going to take us to bring our roads up to speed and fix all these roads and the stormwater and the sidewalks and the alleys. And then secondarily, once you hit 10,000 population, you are no longer eligible to propose this tax to the voters under the current legislation.
That's an Idaho thing, right?
That's Idaho specific, right? Mm-hmm. Correct. So, we will probably be there at the next census in 2030, at which time we will not have any options unless they change the state code. So I wanted to get out in front of this and feel the voters out. And understand if they're supportive of this, if they're not, if this doesn't pass by 60%, we'll be asking a lot of questions, how do you want to fix the roads? Because, barring a funding solution for our roads, the unfortunate reality is that some of them are in such poor shape that we might have to actually grind them and turn them back into gravel roads. Mm-hmm. Because you have $500,000, you don't want to go put $500,000 into a block of road and only watch it sink into the ground in the next 5 years. It's a waste of money to put, 3 inches of asphalt on top of a road that doesn't have road base. Mm-hmm. So,
which is a good number of our roads are that.
Oh, yeah, most of them.
Before current standards.
Right. You know, our roads were built, you know, when Sandpoint didn't have the resources and the engineers and the knowledge to say, yeah, you need, 6 inches of large rock and fabric and other things to help not sink into the clay. And in addition, I'll emphasize that some of this also goes towards stormwater. You know, if you've watched these rain on snow events, we have a lot of ponding and pooling and flooding. This funding would improve our stormwater system because our roads would drain appropriately. And of course, that water on the roads when it freezes and thaws, it's really hard on the roads. So this is really a 25-year plan to take this off the plate for as long as I'll probably be alive and hopefully solve this problem once and for all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've summarized the pros, I'd say, for this. Let's take a look at what folks that might oppose it could say. One argument is that, well, it's just going to add to our tax burden. You know, nobody likes taxes. And other residents might oppose it because they'd like to see the money used differently. I mean, how would you answer those couple of objections?
Yeah, well, first, I just want to say that the city cannot and doesn't advocate for or against. We're just providing facts here. So if those were the oppositions to this proposed tax, I would point out a couple of things. First, as I mentioned, the significant portion of this revenue would come from outsiders, tourists, people visiting. We see the sales tax increase tremendously in June, July, August, and September. And we know that's from people coming into the community. Second, it looks like the average cost on a household for food for 1% tax would end up costing that house about $52 a year more. So it is an ask. I fully understand how tight budgets are and how difficult it is to afford to live in Sandpoint. But, it's about $52 a year for a typical family on food. And then finally, I'll just, like any business, you know, people always want government to run like a business. Our health insurance costs for our employees this year, we just got it, went up $250,000. That's 23%. The state caps our growth of our budget to 3%. So we are seeing increases in our cost of doing business that far exceed our ability to raise our budget to meet those costs. And where this all ends up, if we don't find a funding solution, is at some point we won't even be able to put $500,000 into our roads a year, because we'll just be spending all tax collections on employees and operating the water, the sewer, the police, the fire, and the most basic elements of the city. So, we're really in a pickle, and, if people want to have, well-maintained roads and drainage, this is a solution I'm bringing forward. We'll just have to wait and see what the people have to say about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Sandpoint Mayor Jeremy Grimm, anyone who might be weighing how they want to vote on this, how would they get more information?
You can go to the City of Sandpoint's website, and under news, there is a 1% local option sales tax fact sheet, as well as residents of Sandpoint probably received a mailer from the city with these facts outlining what this tax is going to do and how it would affect them.
Well, Jeremy Grimm, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.